give thanks for this opportunity to speak to you this evening, and the thanks for the prayers on my behalf. This evening, I wanted to study with you about what we have given in sacrifice to God. In the study, we will look at those who gave all, those who gave little, and the consequences of not sacrificing to God, and what reward we are given for our labors. I wanted to open this study with a story that is captured in the Gospels of Mark and Luke. It tells of when Jesus was in the temple on a Sabbath day and sees a widow give her offering to God. As we look at these biblical examples of those who gave all, the story of the widow's mite is a small but powerful example of sacrifice and faith. In Mark 12, verses 41 through 44 is saying, "And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and saith unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had in all her living." We see here that while Jesus was teaching in the temple, he sees the wealthy passing by, giving their offerings to the temple of God. Then he sees this poor widowed woman give everything that she has. Jesus then explains to his disciples how she has given more than those who had given in their abundance. In looking at this example, the widow gives two mites, which make a farthing. This amount of money in those days does not equal to much. To put this into perspective, one mite is equal to an eighth of a U.S. cent. You need eight of these coins to even make a cent in today's time, and she only had two. During this time, it would still be under the Mosaic Law, and tithes were to be given to the temple. In Leviticus 27, verse 30, it says, "And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or the fruit of the trees, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord." This set the tithe given unto the temple as holy unto God. This tithe that is given is to go to the tribe of Levi because they were dedicated as the priests of the Lord's temple. The widow shows here that in giving all that she has, placing her trust in God to provide for her. Where do you think her heart was in giving this tithe to God? As Jesus said in Mark 12:44, says, For all they did cast in their abundance, but she of her want did cast all that she had, even all her living. Jesus saw what was in her heart. She had given all that she had to God through her tithe. Jesus explains that she has given more than the wealthy, not in monetary value, but in heart. This example also shows that she lives for God and leans on him for her needs, showing us that the smallest sacrifices given in love and faith mean the most to God. Another example we can look at is the woman who anointed Jesus in Bethany. We see this in Mark 14, verses 3 through 9, saying, "And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, he sat and ate meat. There came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, Why was this waste of ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, Let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will ye may do them good, but me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She is come aforehand to anoint my body to the bearing. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of a memorial for her. This woman, having a very expensive perfume, breaks open the box and pours on Jesus' head, anointing him. His disciples then are upset at its waste because they think it should be sold and the money given to the poor. Jesus then defends the woman by saying in verse 6 that she hath wrought a good work on me. When the disciples were thinking about the monetary value of the perfume, Jesus saw the heart of the woman and her sacrifice and devotion to him. She knew his significance and was wanting to be a blessing to him. The disciples were stuck on worldly issues that they saw that needed attention, but not on the spiritual. Jesus saw this as his preparation for burial because he knew that his time was coming to an end here on earth. Another example would be of Abraham offering Isaac unto God. The story is in Genesis 22, verses 1 and 2, and saying, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, he said, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell of thee." And then skipping down to verse 10 through 12, "And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything against unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me." Here Abraham is told by God to offer up his one and only son, Isaac. In verse 11, he was about to sacrifice his son, and an angel of the Lord stopped him before he could finish this offering. The Lord stopped him because he showed unwavering faith. Abraham was about to offer up his most valuable possession, his son, because he knew that God's plan was greater than any of his needs or understandings. The most profound example of those who gave all would be Jesus himself. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5, saying, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, his chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Here, the prophet Isaiah tells us what the Christ will bear on himself, the weight of all the world's sins upon his shoulders, so that we might have a chance to live in glory with him in heaven. And then in John chapter 15, verse 13 says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Jesus sacrificed more than all. He gave up his home in heaven to become a man on earth, to be tempted and tormented by this cruel world. He showed unwavering faith and dedication to his Father in heaven to perform God's will and not his own. Through these examples, we have seen unwavering faith, sacrifice, dedication, and love expounded through their example while they were here on earth. Paul best sums this up as a duty of us Christians to live by in Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, saying, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." We are to be a living sacrifice unto God and not conformed to this world full of sin. So what are some examples of those who did not give all to God? Those who gave little and were more worldly minded. The first example we can look at is the story of the rich young ruler in Matthew 19, verses 16 through 22. saying, And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life and keep the commandments, he saith unto him, Which? Jesus said, Thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy mother and father, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man, saith unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard this saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Here the young ruler is wanting to know more about how he can attain eternal life. Jesus gives him the answer in verse 21, to go sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in the world, shalt have treasure in heaven. He unfortunately went away from this interaction, keeping all that he had because he did not want to give away his worldly possessions. Another example of those who did not give all to God is the story of Ananias and Sapphira. In Acts 5, verses 1 through 10, saying, But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, and to keep back part of the price of the land, whilst it remains, was it not thine own? After it was sold, was it not thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias heard these words, fell down, and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about a space of 3 hours when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, Tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, Yea, for so much. And Peter said unto her, How is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which bury thy husband are at the door, and she and shall carry thee out. She fell down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead and carried her forth and buried her by her husband. Here Ananias and Sapphira kept a portion of what they had sold, but only gave a portion unto the apostles. They had lied not only to man, but to God, and they ultimately suffered the consequences of their actions. Another example we can look at are the Israelites of the Old Testament. Time after time, they fell away from God. They fell due to their lack of commitment to God, not fully committing themselves to the commandments of God that he spelt out for them to follow, and they still couldn't obey them. In Exodus chapter 32, just shortly after they had been escorted by God out of the land of Egypt, they were impatient and thought Moses had perished. In Exodus 31 verse 1, or 32 verse 1 says, And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. Soon after that, God grew impatient with them and wanted to destroy them for their ways. In Exodus chapter 32, 9 and 10 says, And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. And therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and they, and that I may consume them, and I will make thee a great nation. Looking at these consequences of those who did not devote all to God, those who had all the answers of eternal life given to them, and they failed to let go of their earthly possessions, those who did not sell their items, kept money for themselves, dropped dead because they lied about what they had done. The Israelites had just seen 10 plagues consume Egypt, followed a pillar of fire, and the waters of the Red Sea parted for them to pass through, and they became impatient and fell to idolatry, and God wanted to destroy them. Severe punishments come from not devoting and giving all to God, as you can see. So what reward is there for us when we devote and give all to God? By giving all, I am meaning all our effort, our time, our thoughts, our labor for God. In 1 Corinthians 3:8, it says, "Now he that planteth, he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor." We shall receive a reward according to our labor. So, what happens when our labor is not fully committed to God? Do you think God will fully commit our reward towards us? Jesus tells us in Matthew 19, verses 29 through 30, saying, "And every one that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or fathers, or mothers, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first." Those who sacrifice their livelihoods, their families, and friends to follow after him, those will receive 100-fold. Those who lose everything and give it all to God and follow in Christ's name will gain eternal life in heaven. In Colossians 3:23 and 24, saying, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. And all that we do here on earth, do it as unto the Lord and not unto men," meaning we should do all things wholeheartedly with a God-centered and a God-fearing attitude. We should want to please God in all that we do. With this faithful service, we shall inherit the eternal reward with Jesus Christ. In concluding this study, we have to look at how we can apply this to our lives. How can we give all to God so that we might have that chance of eternal life? Where is our heart when we are giving / going through personal sacrifice? Is it unequivocally focused on God, or do we let worldly distractions creep in? Do we act as the widow in Luke chapter 21, giving everything to God and letting him guide us? Or are we impatient as the Israelites, turning away from God? The Bible also tells us that when we devote ourselves to God and follow after him, we will be met with hardship. Times of trial will test our faith. In 2 Timothy 3:12, saying, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." And then in 1 Peter 3:17, "For it is better if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. For it is better to suffer doing the will of God than to fall to evil ways." Looking back at the study, what if Ananias and Sapphira gave all their monetary value to the apostles and followed them? What if the rich young ruler sold all that he had and followed Christ? Yes, they would not have any way of feeding themselves or have any physical possession other than the clothes on their backs. But what a blessing it would be not to have those distractions in life and to be able to fully focus on God and give all to him, following the example of Christ. He gave all so that we may have a chance with him in heaven. He devoted every ounce of his being to God and to save us from sin and death. So my question still stands, what have we given? In closing, we would like to offer an invitation to those who seek after that relationship with God, to be able to find that love and forgiveness of sin through the waters of baptism, to turn their lives to God and not be turned away when it's too late. The church stands ready to assist those in need, whether it be help or prayers. We ask that you come forth and sit on the front row as we stand and sing the invitation song that's been selected.